It's all over but the voting. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The culmination of a months-long battle for control of Congress, with many voters bringing issues to the polls.
Crime is a big one, and the southern border, I don't know what's going on with that. That's crazy.
He's in Pennsylvania, home to one of the toss-up Senate races, pitting Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman against Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Pennsylvania election officials have already been asking for patience with vote counting, but now say it can take even longer to get results because of a process reinstated today in Philadelphia.
That's where the elections board voted to put poll book reconciliation back into place in an effort to catch possible double votes from being counted. Here's what that means, according to reporting from the Philadelphia Inquirer. The procedure flags mail-in ballots submitted by voters who voted in person.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. That's a reversal from a decision made last week. More than 1,000 voters who were never mailed absentee ballots in Georgia now have until 7 p.m. today to get a ballot postmarked as the ACLU wins a legal fight in Cobb County. Wisconsin, another closely watched state.
Wisconsin's incumbent Senator Republican Ron Johnson cast his ballot in Oshkosh this morning, encouraging people to get out and vote.
Obviously, I'd like to win. I'd like to win by a wide margin, not for partisan purposes, but literally so that it'll send a very strong signal to our Democrat colleagues that their policies aren't working.
Johnson fighting for a third term in the U.S. Senate against Democratic challenger Mandela Barnes, who says after a hard-fought campaign that nothing was left on the table.
We can do it once again. We have to do it once again for the sake of us all.
As we await a decision in a razor-thin race here in Wisconsin that could tip the balance of power in Washington.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Barnes is the current lieutenant governor in Wisconsin, where the governor's race is also tight. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another case of someone trying to steal federal dollars earmarked for those truly in need during the pandemic.
15 months in prison for Adley Bernadin, 3 years of supervised release, and he must forfeit more than $280,000. That from the U.S. Attorney's Office. The 44-year-old Staunton, Massachusetts man admitted to lying on his application for a Paycheck Protection Program loan in May of 2020. The feds proved he filed a phony tax form claiming the business had a monthly payroll of over $175,200. Bernadin used the money to pay his home mortgage and wrote checks to people he knew, including one for $135,000 to someone described by prosecutors as his wife or partner. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Still no word on whether anyone had a winning ticket for a world record lottery. The Powerball jackpot soaring to more than $2 billion by the time it was actually drawn this morning after a delay over security protocols in one state last night. The winning numbers, 10, 33, 41, 47, 56. And the Powerball was 10. Some high school seniors will have to retake their SATs because of UPS.
A lot of El Paso high school students in Texas upset after hundreds of SAT tests administered October 27th flew off a UPS truck, many of them seen scattered around nearby streets with answer sheets attached. 55 of the more than 300 taken that day are still missing and will need to be retaken, but students whose test papers have been recovered are also concerned, worried their exams may be invalid considered to have been tampered with. UPS has apologized, and the kids are also being offered the chance to take the ACT free of charge. But the incident means many students will not get scores in time for early decision application deadlines. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A rally continues on Wall Street. The Dow's up 503, topping 33K. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.